Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Hei. We'll begin at the bottom of Daf Lamed Daled Omid Beis. And what we are discussing now, which the Mishnah is Mevur, the dam that was Neskabel Behechsher, and afterwards it was Nishbach al Ritzba, or it was placed in the Kli Choyel, the din is that you could put it back into the Kli Shoris and be Zerik the dam. The Gemara is bothered by, why don't we say the din of Dochoy? The dam is nidche at the time that it was on the floor, or at the time that it was in the kli choyel. And the Gemara says the klal kol shabiyodei loy havidichui. Gemara brings a right to this from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. On one hand, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept of dichui from the din of nishbach adam yomus hamishtaleach beis hamishtaleach yishafich adam. On the other hand, we find that Rabbi Yehuda said that on erev Pesach kois echor hayimemala midam atarivis vizorku zrika achas keneged hayisoid. They filled up a cup of all the dam that was on the ritzba. On Erev Pesach, and they were zorik that dam. You see that even dam that had been on the floor at one point, and at that point obviously it's not roy, but you could put it back into a kli and be zorik it, and you see that there's no din of dichoy. From here the Gemara proves that kol shabiyodei lo havi dichoy. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks Sakasha, Amr loy le Rav Yehuda, v'haloy loy neskabel b'kli. The Gemara clarifies the kasha is shemeloy neskabel b'kli. Some of the dam that's on the floor never had a kabbalah, it's not kosher for zrika. How could you be zorik that dam on the Mizbeach? And what exactly is the kasha of the Gemara? What's the problem if some of the dam that you lift off of the floor was never Niskabel Bekli? So Rashi says over here, in Dibur Maschil Shemalei Niskabel, he says, V'nimtza zorik dam posel. It will turn out that you're being zorik dam posel on the Mizbeach. Mashmois of Rashi is that there's some history over here involved, but being zorik dam which never had a Kabbalah, that's dam posel, you cannot be zorik that on the Mizbeach. Now if we take a look in the Gemara Psochem Samachei, the same Gemara is brought over there we see a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this kasha of the Gemara. Rashi over there seems to say different than that which Rashi says over here. Rashi over there, Samachayim at Aleph, Dibur Maschil Shemalei Neskabel Bekli, the Lashon of Rashi is, Shemalei Neskabel Bekli, V'sulei Mehani Lizriko, Ditzna Nishbach Mitzavar Behim Ala Ritzvah V'osvah Yipasol. Rashi seems to understand the kasha of the Gemara is, what are they accomplishing over there? Their goal over there was to make sure that all of the karbanis are kosher, in case some of the dam was nishbach ala ritzba, there was a karban which never had a zrika ksheira on the mizbeach. So you take a cup full of the dam which was on the floor, and that's a mixture of all the different dam from all the karbanis, and you zerik that on the mizbeach, this way you'll ensure that every karban had a kosher zrika. And that the Gemara's kasha is, that perhaps there was a karban where the dam was nishbach ala ritzba, and nothing was niskabel bekli, and therefore the dam that was nishbach directly from the tzavra of the behemah onto the floor, that dam is possible for zrika. So how can you be sure that every carbon is kosher? Perhaps there's a carbon that the dam was nishbrach directly on the floor, and this zrika of the kais, midam atarevis, is not going to help to be mechaper for that carbon. So Taisov there argues on Rashi, and he says, "Ein chenami, this zrika of the kais may not help for everything, but at least let's do it, it will help for what we're able to accomplish. At least if there was a carbon which wasn't niskabel its dam bekli, then it was nishbrach al ritzba, at least that carbon will be kosher." In other words, what Taisov means to ask is, the case over here is not talking about where we know that there was a carbon which was nishbach al ritzba. There's a small chash that perhaps there wasn't such a carbon. It's not a carbon that we know about, and therefore we take this extra precautionary step on the small side that the dam of one of the carbonis was nishbach. And this step might not help for everything, but at least for the minimal that it can help, why not do it? Why not be mimalik kais midam atarevis, and it will help at least for the carbonis which were niskavel bekli. So because of this kasha, Tosis learns differently over there. He says the Gemara's kasha is that perhaps there's dam that was not niskabel bekli, and it's also to be melad dam posel on the mizbeach, which is actually, as we saw, the mashmais of Rashi Bayos. The Gemara's not simply asking that by doing this he's not able to accomplish his entire goal. The Gemara's asking that he may run into an isser if he's zorik dam posel on the mizbeach. Dam that was nishbach directly from the tzavra with behemah onto the floor is dam posel, and there's an isser to be zorik that dam on the mizbeach. Now Tosfos there continues and explains that the teretz of the Gemara is Kohanim's reason him, there is no chash that there was dam which was nishbach directly on the floor. The problem is that they work quickly, and there's a chash that maybe the dam spilled out after it was niskabel bekli. Now here we could point out that the teretz of the Gemara Kohanim's reason him would be dependent on how to learn the Gemara's kasha, whether you learn the way Rashi Yimsachem explains, or whether you learn the way Tosfos and Rashi Bayos explains. If you learn like Tosfos and Rashi Bayos, the concern is that there's some dam which was nishbach directly ala ritzba, and that's dam posel, and there's an issur to be zorik dam posel on the mizbeach. When the Gemara answers Kohanim's reason him, akarach you have to explain the Gemara's teretz is that Kohanim are his reason and are careful to be mekabel all of the dam in the kli. There's no chash that any dam ha-nefesh was nishpach directly ala ritzba. They're careful to be mekabel all of the dam ha-nefesh. Hashem can learn the way Rashi Yom Sachem explains, you don't have to say kahem's reason him means they're careful to be mekabel all of the dam, as all it has to mean is they're careful to be mekabel some dam from every single carbon. There's no carbon that the dam was all nishpach ala ritzba and nothing was miskabel b'kli. They make sure to be mekabel at least some of the dam of every carbon. Therefore, there is no chash that there was a carbon which all of its dam was nishpach ala ritzba directly from the tavor of the behema. The lashon of Rashi over here in Ersugya and Dibur Maschil's reason him, he says umekabli lekulu. L'chare that would mean the way Rashi B'yosrans previously, the concern over here is being zerg dam posel on the mizbeach. Mekabli lekulu would mean that they're mekabel all of the dam and nefesh in the kli. They make sure that there's no dam and nefesh which is nishpach directly ala ritzba. According to Rashi Yom Sachim, the reason him would mean that they're mekabel some dam from every single carbon. Now, Tosfos of Nerim Sachem continues, and he says, the next kasha of the Gemara, V'aloi dam matamtis ma'uriv boi, Tosfos explains, here already the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Here already there's no issue of being zerik dam posel on the Mizbeach. Tosfos explains, dam matamtis is kemayim ba'almo, it's not considered real blood, the din is that one does not have to do kisi adam on dam matamtis, therefore there'll be no isser of being zerik dam posel on the Mizbeach, as far as the dam matamtis is concerned. What is the Gemara's kasha? Here already the Gemara's kasha is something else. We're asking that if there's more dam atamtis than dam which is kosher lizriko, the dam nefesh, and if there's more dam atamtis than dam nefesh, it's mevatel the dam nefesh. Then again, the question would be, what does he accomplish? He's not accomplishing anything. The dam nefesh, which is in the kli, is nisvatel b'roiv. And then Taisus explains further. He says this kasha, the question of vitel b'roiv, that thing we're only asks as far as dam atamtis is concerned. If there's more dam atamtis than dam nefesh, it will be mevatel b'roiv. However, as far as dam which was nishbach al ritzba, the original dam which the Gemara dealt with, the other Gemara asks that it's dam posel and it should be a problem of being zoriker on the Mizbeach. Tosfos explains, as far as the dam and nefesh that was nishbach ala ritzba, we did not ask that if that's the roiv, it'll be mevatel the dam which was niskabel b'kli. Tosfos explains, because everyone is maskim that oilin ain't mevatlin zeh. Two different things which are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, one is not mevatel the other. The Gemara over here, Behemshach, brings the sheet of Rabbi Huda that ain't dam mevatel dam. That's the sheet of Rehuda that min b'minei loy batol. Even if you are going Rehuda and you hold the dam is mevatel dam, min b'minei batol, that's only dam which is roi for the Mizbeach and dam which is not roi for the Mizbeach. They're not both oilin. So if they're not both oilin, but they are the same min, that's where there's a machaikas of Rehuda and the Chachamim. If one dam is mevatel the other one, whether min b'minei batol or loy batol. But if they would both be oilin, if they would both be the types of dam which go on the Mizbeach, everyone would be masking that one dam is not mevatel the other dam. Therefore, as far as dam which is roi for zriko, it's dam nefesh. So even if it's nishbach ala ritzba, the Gemara does not ask that dam which is nishbach ala ritzba should be mevatel the dam which was niskabel b'kli, because even if the dam which is nishbach ala ritzba would be the roiv, it would not be mevatel the dam which was niskabel b'kli and then nishbach, because ein oilim mevatlin zeh. Therefore, the Gemara does not ask that kasha of bittel. What the Gemara asks is a different kasha, that perhaps there's some dam in the kli which was nishbach ala ritzba and it's dam posel. As Tosfos explains, there's an isser to be zerik dam posel on the Mizbeach. So to summarize, there are a few important points which come out of the Tosfos over there. The first point is that dam which is posel, dam shenishbach ala ritzba, has an isser to be zerik on the Mizbeach. As we pointed out, this is the way Rashi and Ersa gives mashma. Hashem and Rashi himself is mashma. Not like that, Rashi learns the Gemara differently. The second point Tosfos makes is that dam atamtis does not have an isser to be zerik on the Mizbeach, since it's maya ba'alma. The Gemara's kasha from Dam Atamtis was a different kasha, that it should be mevatel the dam which is kosher. And the third important point which we see from Tosfos is the dam shenishbach ala ritzba, even though it's dam posel and it's not right to be zerikah on the Mizbeach, Tosfos still calls it oilin. It still has the status of oilin, therefore ein oilin mevatlin zeh, that dam would not be mevatel the dam which was niskabel b'kli and then nishbach, because they're both called oilin. This is very difficult to understand. Why is it called oilin? L'maisa was chalop slon, it was never niskabel b'kli. This kasha is asked by the Masho over there in Psachim. One can take a look further in the Sefer Eila Shleim over here in the Sugya. He wants to prove from places over here by us in Dibur Maschil in Dam Mevatel Dam at the top of Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. He proves that places by us holds not like the places in Psachim, that the Gemara's kasha was that it's Asur Lizrik Dam Posel on the Mizbeach. Places here is rather by a kasha. The Gemara says in Dam Mevatel Dam, even if there was more Dam Atamsis than Dam Nefesh, but the Dam Atamsis will not be Mevatel the Dam Nefesh. Tosfos is bothered, but the mice, he's still being zerik dam atamtis on the Mizbeach. Why is it not a problem? Tosfos does not hold like that which Tosfos says in Psochim, that dam atamtis is like maya ba'alma. Tezbe also holds that it is dam, and it will be usher to be zoik on Mizbeach, because it's dam which is possible for Zrika. And Tezbe answers this kasha by saying that Blazer would hold of the concept of Royin. Royin means that you could put something on the Mizbeach, but not for the purpose of Hakrova. You could be zoik the dam atamtis with the intention that it's only Maya Ba'alma, and not putting it on for the purpose of Hakrova, therefore it would not be a problem of being zoik dam possible on the Mizbeach. This is the Gei of the Sigur later on in the 8th parak, but I'll go upon him. The Shlomo says that according to what Tosis says by us, a Batsim will be a problem to put Dam Atamtis on the Mizbeach, that's also Dam Pasol. And the reason why it's not a problem is because of the concept of Royin, he could be thinking that I'm not putting that Dam on the Mizbeach for the purpose of Zrika. If so, the same would also answer, why is it not a problem to be Zorik the Dam which had never been Niskabel Bekli on the previous Kasha of the Gemara, but the Gemara says that maybe there's some Dam which was Nishbrach directly from the Tavra onto the floor, how could we Zorik that Dam on the Mizbeach? The way Tosis and Pesachim runs the kasha, that the problem is that I'm being Zerik Dam Posel. According to Tosis by us, that's not an issue. Anyways, we're going that Reb Yehuda would hold of the concept of Royin, he could be Zerik it without the intention of being Makrovit on the Mizbeach as Dam. So once that's true, what's the Gemara's kasha from Dam, which is Nishbech al Ritzba? You have the same answer. There's no problem with being Zerik Dam Posel on the Mizbeach because of the din of Royin. Therefore, the Yerushalayim concludes that Tosis by us does not learn al Derech Tosis and Pesachim. The Gemara's kasha of Shemalin is Kavol Bekli. He wants to suggest that according to Tosfos Vayos, the Gemara's kasha is the third option. But the Gemara asks Shemalin is Kavol Bekli. The Gemara means to ask that maybe there's more dam which was not Niskavol Bekli. That's the Reiv, and is Mevatel the dam which was Niskavol Bekli. Tosfos and Pesachim explain the Gemara cannot be asking this because everyone is masking in Oil Mevatel Zezeh. However, the Oiler Shlomo says Bedas Tosfos Vayos Aderech Latayin of the Marsha. Over here, they're not both Oilin. The dam which was Nishbech al Rizpah is not called Oilin because it was Nifsal. So over here, you would not have the call of In Oilin Mevatlin Zehazeh, and therefore the kasha of the Gemara was that perhaps there's more dam which was Nishbech directly onto the Rizpah, and that dam is Mevatl, the dam which was Niskabel Bekli. According to that, Oiler Shlomo says, when the Gemara eventually answers on the other kasha, as far as Dam Atamtis, the Gemara answers that kasha by saying that Rehudu L'Taimei, the Omer In Dam Mevatl Dam, he says that would be a test of the original kasha as well. It would also be an answer as far as the dam which may have been Nishbech al Ritzba, even if there's more of that dam than dam which wasn't Skabel Bekli, Rehudu L'Taimei, the ain't dam Mevatel dam. Al-Gohan, we have three mahalchim to understand that the original kasha of the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, Shemulin Skabel Bekli, was it helped to be Memal Midamat HaRevis? We saw that Rashi and Pesachim understands the Gemara's kasha is, perhaps there was a carbon which did not have any Kabbalah Bekli, it was Nishbech al Ritzba. And for that carbon, you're not going to accomplish anything by filling up a kais from the floor. Tosis asked on that, but you still will accomplish at least for the karbonis that were niskavel bekli, and then they were nishbach. Maisel just mentioned to answer the kasha on Rashi, the Sefer Mayim Kedoshim, he says, since there is no real chash over here, we don't really suspect that one of the karbon pesachs did not have a kosher zrika ready. It's just an added chumrah. The chum only make these added chumras in a case where we know definitely we will accomplish and take away all the chashais. If this Eitzah anyhow will not take away fully the Chashash, the Rabbanu would not have made such a takana. Rakhavan, that's the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Tosfos over there in Pesachim is, the Chashash is that you can be Zorik Dam Posel on the Mizbeach. That's much Moshe of Rashi over here by us as well. And the third shot, which the Shlomo suggests, but that's Tosfos by us, the Gemara's Kasha is an issue of Bittul, that if there's more Dam, from Dam Shenishbach from the Tzavar al Ritzvah, that should be Mevatel of Dam, which was Niskavel Bekli. Tosfos by us would hold not like Tosfos in Pesachim. Here we would not apply the call of In Oilin Mevatlin Zehazeh, because the dam which is possible is not called Oilin. Just to add one more point that the Oiler Shlomo makes, he says, if this was the Gemara's Kasha, then maybe there's more dam which was Nishbech al Ritzba than dam which was Niskavel Bekli, but l'maisa there is a tzad that it's not that way, that there's more dam which was Niskavel Bekli than dam which was Nishbech al Ritzba. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the problem by being Memala Kais? If there's anyways no issue of Isser, it's not a problem of being Zerik Dam Posel on Mizbeach, the way the Oiler Shlomo was learning. It's just an issue that maybe you will not accomplish the goal if it ends up that there's more dam which was Nishbech al Ritzba than dam which was Niskavel Bekli, then that's going to be Mevatel the dam which is kosher. So again, the tirus would be, this Leila Shlomo says, similar to that which we just said before, Bedas Rashi, Ein Chanami, there is a possibility that there's more dam which was Niskavel Bekli, more dam kosher, and in that case you will accomplish something by being Memale Kais Midama Tarevis. But since there's no real Chash over here, it's only a Chumra Derabanan, the Chum would only make the Takana if it will definitely accomplish the goal fully. Now continue on to the Mishnah. At first, the Mishnah brings the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer about lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol and lehakter dover she'ein darkei lehakter. According to the Chacham, that's not a machshavas pigul, but Rabbi Eliezer holds it is a machshavas pigul. Then the Gemara brings the din about lechul hakder pachos mikazayis. The Mishnah tells us that pachos mikazayis is not a machshavas pigol, and the Mishnah adds lechul kachati zayis ulahakder kachati zayis is also kosher she'ein achilav aktar mitztarfin. On this, we'll just mention the Achrayim point out that in the Mishnah already in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah told us this din that machshavas pigol is dafka kazayis not a chati kazayis. And the Mishnah there also says that lechol kachati zayis ulahakter kachati zayis ein achil vaktar mitztarfin. Why does the Mishnah over here have to repeat it? So the Achrayim will explain, this is in the Rishash, the Sfasemes, and others. They say the Mishnah repeated this din to tell us that it is true, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even though Rabbi Eliezer holds mechashva meachilas adam lachilas mezbeach, or meachilas mezbeach lachilas adam, the one Menachas Daf Yudayin Amud Aleph explains, according to one side, that this is a din deiraisa. Now, which the pasuk says in here, ochel ye ochel. The pasuk puts achilas adam together with achilas mizbeach together, is to tell us that even basar, if you're mechashiv achilas mizbeach on it, to be makdir on the mizbeach, or the opposite, you're mechashiv on a murim to eat it, that's also a machshavas pigol. And one could have thought that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could be mitzdarif achati zayis of achila and achati zayis of aktara, since the Torah put the two achilas together. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that this din, that ein achila v'aktar mitztarfin, is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. All you learn from that pasuk is that you can mechashiv to do haktara on basar and achila on imurim, but still, machshava on achilas adam is not mitztarf with the machshava on achilas mizbeach. Now, mention over here an interesting shaila in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can be mechashiv on basar to be makter chutzes manoy, or to be mechashiv lechol imurim chutzes manoy. And the shaila is, what exactly is the zman which determines whether machshava is chutz zmanoi? Is it the zman of that which was supposed to have been done to this item? Or is it dependent on the zman on that which he's mechashiv to do? For example, we know that imurim, the zman is yom v'layla, the zman akhtar is that day and the night. Basar, the zman achil of basar, so if it's kachri kachrim, it's yom v'layla, if it's kachri kalim, it's shne yom v'layla. So what happens if he has a machshava to be makter basar of a shlomim? Do we say that since Haktara of a Shlomim, this man is Yom V'layla, so if he's Mechashiv to do Haktara on Basar as well, if he's Mechashiv to do it after this man of Yom V'layla, also it would be a Machshav Espigol? Or do we say that since this man Achila of Basar Shlomim is Shtei Yom V'layla, in order for it to be considered a Machshav of Chutz Zmanoy, it would have to be that he has a Machshav to do Haktara after Shtei Yom V'layla. And the opposite way as well, if he had a Machshav to eat from the Emurim of a Shlomim, do we say that in order for it to be considered a machshav of chutz zmanoy, it would have to be the hair machshav to eat it after 2 days and one night, which is the zman achila of a shlamim? Or do we say that since what was supposed to have been done with these imurim was a haktara, and haktara is yom v'layla, so if he has a machshav to eat it after yom v'layla, that would also be a machshav espigol? This shaila is posed in the Sefer Mikdash David, in Simin Lama Gimel Ois Aleph. He talks about a case where a person has a machshav lishtois domoy. He understands that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a machshava lechol dover shadarka lehakter, a machshava lehakter dover shadarka lechol, is a machshava spigol. The same would also be if he has a machshava to drink the dam, chutz zmana, even though the dam is supposed to be nizrak on the mezbeach. If he has a machshava to do an achilas odom on that dam, also, it would be a machshava spigol. And the shaila is, what exactly would make a chutz zmana, if that's his machshava? Do we say that since the zman for zriko is at the end of that day, dam is nifsal b'shkina sachama, once the day is over, you can no longer be zerik the dam. If one has a machshava to be zerik the dam b'layla, it's a machshava spigol. This is the gemara later on, daf nun vav amud beis. And the shaila is, if he has a machshava to drink the dam, when exactly is the zman in order for it to be considered a machshava of chutz zmanoy? If he has a machshava to drink it that night, is that considered a chutz zmanoy because it's no longer the zman of the zriko? Or do you say, since the zman achila is yom v'layla, or by kachri kalim, yom laila v'yom, it'll only be machshav v'chutz zmanay after that zman. Mikdash David himself leaves this as the shayla. However, that those who want to bring a raya from a Rashi earlier on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi b'maskel ka'al yadomi, the word there is referring to that which it says in the Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that if one has a machshav lechol kezayis me'or ha'al yolim mochar pigol, if one has a machshav to eat a kezayis from the skin of the tail, the or ha'al yolim something which is roi lachila, and therefore the Mishnah says that it's a machshav espigol. And the Gemara says, "Savru or Ali ka'al yadomi v'mechashiv me'achilas mizbeach la'achilas adam." The Gemara assumes at that point that or Ali, since it's ka'al yadomi, therefore any carbon which the Aliyahs crave on the mizbeach, like Shalmei Keves, Rashi over there says, Shalmei Keves, where the din is that you're supposed to be makter the Aliyah on the mizbeach, the or Ali also has a din to be makter on the mizbeach. And yet still the Mishnah says that if you're mechashiv to eat the aralyo, it's machshav as pigol. And that the Gemara is bothered by, it's mechashiv lechol dover shadarkei lahakdir. And the Gemara explains, ein echanami, it would only fit with the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, that mechashiv lechol dover shadarkei lahakdir is a machshav as pigol. But HaKupan, the way Rashi over there explains, that we're talking about a shel mekeves, where you're supposed to be makdir the aralyo, and he had machshav to eat it, the din is that it's machshav as pigol. But HaKupan, the Mishnah says, we're talking about a machshav of lemochar. Rashi and the Mishnah of there in Chav Zayin Amud Beis is mevur that lemochar is literal. The Mishnah is talking about a case where machshav to eat something lemochar is called chutz zman. Or eating it lemochar is ready after the zman. Yet when the Gemara asks the kasha savru or ha'aliyah ka'aliyadomi v'kom machashiv machilus mizbeach la'odom, Rashi explains the Gemara means we're talking about a shalmei keves where he's supposed to be makter the aliyah, and that the Gemara understands that the Mishnah means to be telling us that if he has machshav to eat that or ha'aliyah which is supposed to be hukdar. He has machshav to eat it lemochar. It is machshav as pigol. This is how it would be a raya. Even though shlamim does man achilas shnei yomim v'layla, and here is machashiv to eat something from a shlamim, but still, since this is something which is supposed to be hukdar, and the zman haktar is yomim v'layla, a machshav to eat it lemochar would already be considered a machshav of chutz zmanoi. This would be right to the shayla of the Mikdash David. Chutz zmanoi is dependent on what the item is omid for, and not the zman of that which he was machashiv to do. If so, by the case where he's mechashiv to drink from the dam, it would be considered a machshav of chutz zmanoi, even if he's mechashiv to drink from it that night, after shkiyas sachama, since the dam is omid for zrika, and the zman of zrika is only till shkiyas sachama. Just as a side point, we'll mention, the Mikdash David is assuming that a machshav to drink from the dam is a machshav of spiegel, according to the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, that he can be mechashiv lechol dover shadakoi lahaktir. We'll just mention that the Netziv seems to argue on this point. The Netziv in the Sefer Meraim Yisodeh, he makes a dig from the end of the Mishnah. The last few lines of the Mishnah talk about the din of Beitzim and Cholov. The Mishnah says, the machshav alecho mi beitza of a carbon, that's not a machshav espigol. And a carbon that was already in the spagel, and he ate from the Cholov or the Beitzim, ain't chayov nalayim misham pigol. And he points out, why does the Mishnah not address the case, we had a machshav to drink from the Cholov chutz zmanoi? They also, the Mishnah should have put Cholov and Beitzim together, to say that a machshav to eat them chutz zmanoi is not a machshav espigol. So the Netziv explains, since when the Torah talks about machshav espigol, the Torah uses the lashon im he'ochel ye'ochel, it's dafka achila not shtiyo. He explains that here you don't say shtiyo b'chal achila. Mashenkin, as far as the carbon which is already pigol, and then one eats from it, there the din would be that even if he drinks something from the carbon, it would also be pigol. He explains that since over there the pasuk says v'hanefesh ha'yicheles v'meno, he understands that has a different connotation. Over there you would say that shtiyo is included. One can take a look over there in the Meraim Yisodeh what it's as far as to differentiate are. But HaKoparim, he says, that as far as Machshav is pigol, does not include shtiyo. As far as a carbon which is ready pigol, being chayev karis for eating it, it would include shtiyo. Therefore, the Mishnah does not have to say that Machshav to drink from the cholov is not Machshav is pigol. Only as far as a carbon which is ready pigol, and then he drank from the cholov there, one could have been mechayev him, because shtiyo b'chal achilo, and that the Mishnah says that cholov is not, you're not chayev for, because cholov is not part of the carbon. HaKoparim, this is an interesting machlokes between the Meraim Yisodeh, the Netziv, and the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David assumed as a davar poshet that a machshava to drink from the dam would also be machshava spigol. Now the Mishnah then continues, and the Mishnah tells us the din, a list of a number of different parts of the animal, that if one is machashav a machshava spigol, to eat them chutz zmani or chutz sim koimoy, it's not a machshava spigol. The first list of the Mishnah, or a reitiv, kipo, olol, atzomois, gidin, kornaim, tlofayim, Kepshutei the pshat in this part of the Mishnah is, these are all things which are not roi la'achila. Rashi explains this way as far as the olol is concerned, and Kepshutei as far as the rest as well, these things are not roi la'achila. And therefore the Mishnah tells us two dinim. Firstly, machshava to eat them chutz zmani or chutz mkaimai is not mefagel the carbon. And secondly, even if the carbon is very nispagel, if he is mechashiv to eat a kazayis of the basar chutz zmani, and was chal shen pigel on the carbon, if he eats any part of the carbon now, he's chayiv kareis. But still, if he eats one of these parts of the animal, since they're not roi lachilo, he's not chayiv karis. And the same would also be as far as noiser and tomei, also if they're noiser, or if he eats a betumah saguf, he's not chayiv karis, also it would be for the same reason, because it's not roi lachilo. Now the Mishnah then continues and talks about a case of machshovo lechol shlil oishilio, chutzes manoi. The Mishnah says, lipigyo, the carbon is not nispagel. Here the Mishnah does not tell us what happened if the carbon is already nispagel. Idea machshovo to eat the boser chutzes manoi. What happens if afterwards he eats from the shlil or the shilya? So the Gemara right away in the beginning brings the memo from Rebbe Lozer, even though pigal b'shlil loy nispagel hazevach, however if it's the other way around, pigal b'zevach nispagel hashlil. Once it is chal shein pigul on the carbon, idei machshava v'chus is manoi, and even if you eat from the shlil, also there is a chiyuv karis. Further on, the Gemara Amud Beis it says, Rava tells us that this is meduik in the Mishnah also. The Mishnah only tells us that pigul b'shlil loy nispagel hazevach. Mashmai says that if the carbon is nispagel, and then he eats from the shlil or the shulya, he is chayiv karis. Akapanim shlil and shulya are the second category of the Mishnah. The first category of atzomis and gidin, by them the din is that even if the carbon is nispagel, you're not chayiv on them if you eat them yishum pigul. The second category of shlil or shulya is only the not mefagel the carbon, but if the carbon was nispagel, you are chayiv on them. And then the Mishnah brings the third category, cholov and beitzim. If you're mechashiv lechol the beitzah chutz is manoi, it's not mefagel the carbon. Even if the carbon is pigol, then it's a cholov mukdashin ubeitzei turin in chayev nolei mishum pigol noisir v'tamei. Even a carbon which does become pigol, if you eat from the beitzim or the cholov, there is no chiyuv karis. So as we said, as far as the first category is concerned, those items are not roi lachila bechlal, so they're both not mefagel the carbon, and even if the carbon is pigol, you're not chayev if you eat them. As far as the third category, cholov and beitzim, so Rashi says in Dibur Masal in Chayovin, he says lav zivchahu, it's not part of the carbon. If we understand that it's not part of the carbon, it's a separate item, it's not connected to the rest of the animal, so we understand why it's both not mefagel the carbon, even if the carbon isn't nispagel, you're not chayiv if you eat them. However, as far as the middle category, shlil and shulya, what's the pshat in that din? So both Rashi and the Bartanu and Mishnais, they explain the reason why if you're mefagel the shlil or the shulya, the carbon is not nispagel, they say lav gufa du zivchahu. As kripute means, it's not part of the animal, it's a separate item, it's not part of the animal itself. And the problem with this is, a number of Rechaim asked this kasha, Rikveger on the side of the Mishnais, the Karen Oyer over here, and many other Rechaim as well, they ask, this would seem to be mashbir, that it will be the same category as Cholov and Beitzim, if it's not really part of the animal, in the same way that if you're mefagel, to eat them chutzim manir chutzim kaimi, it's not mefagel the carbon, so too if the carbon is nispagel, and you eat the shlil of the shlil, you're not chayiv karis, just like by Cholov and Beitzim. And the problem is, why would Rashi say this, if the Gemara is mevur, the Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that pigol bezevach nispagel shlil, and the Gemara explains further on Amud Beis that the Mishnah is mashim like that as well. The Mishnah fits with the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah only says that if you're mefagel in the shlil, it's not mefagel the carbon, but it would be mashim that if the carbon is already nispagel, you are chayiv on the shlil and the shilya. So why would Rashi and the Mishnah explain differently than that which the Gemara says is meduik in the Mishnah? And if we take a look at Rashi and the Gemara, we see clearly that when Rashi explains the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, he explains differently. Rashi di b'maschol lo nispagel azevach. He says, "Kasav Rabbi Lazar, shlil gufo de zivcha havi. It is part of the ikar animal. The uber yerach imayhu umiu ema chashvasi mefagel as azevach. The davash ein darkei lechelhu. The rubet inchi loy achli lei." Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Lazar, the shlil and the shulya are gufo de zevach, since uber yerach imay, it's not a separate entity; it's considered a limb of the mother. However, still the din is that if you're mechashiv on the shlil or the shulya, it's not mefagel as azevach. The reason is because most people do not eat it. In order for machshava to be mefagel the carbon, you have to be mechashiv on something which is normal to eat. Therefore, if you're mechashiv on the shlil or the shulya, it's not mefagel the carbon. However, once the carbon is already nispagel, since the shlil and the shulya are gufo de zivcha, they are part of the animal, and the roi lachilo, although most people do not eat these things, the maisa would still be considered roi lachilo. Therefore, if you eat them, you are chayiv mishum pigul. So it's clear that when Rashi in the Mishnah says the pshat in shlil or shulya is because lav gufo de zivchahu, he clearly means to be explaining the Mishnah not like Rabbi Lazar. For some reason, Rashi chose to explain the Mishnah in a way that it would be mashma, even if the carbon is ready in the smagel and you eat from the shlil or the shulya, also you're not chayiv mishum pigul. Now, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil pigul bezevach, he learns in the Gemara the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, al derech Rashi explains Rabbi Lazar, pigul bezevach nispagel ashlil, the shlil loy nispagel azevach. Tosfos explains that the pshat is because shlil is gufo de zivcha. If it was lav gufo de zivcha, Tosfos says clearly, then you would also say pigul bezevach loy nispagel ashlil. The pshat is that it is gufo de zivcha, just it's not something which most people eat, and therefore, as far as machshava pigul, it would not be enough to be considered machshava pigul. But once the carbon is nispagel, since the shlil also is bray lachila, you would be chayiv karis if you eat from the shlil. Now Tosfos there continues, and he brings that which Rashi explains in the Gemara, when her blazer says, pigul ba'olol, nispagel muro, b'muro loy nispagel olol. Rashi explains that the muro is loy chozi la'achila pirsho ba'almahu, therefore a machshava to eat the muro chutz lezmanoy is not a machshava spigul. However, if already the oif was nispagel, like day dover acher, he's mechashiv on the basar of a chatas oif to eat a chutz lezmanoy, then already the din is Since some people, a miut, do eat the mura'ah, therefore if one eats it, he is chayiv karis. And Taisus says, he doesn't understand, why does Rashi need this? Why does Rashi have to say that mura'ah, a machshava to eat a chutz as many is not a machshava, because most people don't eat it. Even without that, the mura'ah is something which is supposed to be removed from the bird and thrown to the base of Deshen, which is on the side of the Mizbeach. Taisus says, Ein ba lo yachilas odam ve lo yachilas Mizbeach. His din is not to be eaten, nor is it to be hooked around the Mizbeach. Therefore, machshava on the mirah is not a machshava, because you have to be mechashiv on something which is roi, either for achilas odam or for achilas mizbeach. This is the reason Taisa says why chishev beparam is not a machshava spigol. The basar of parma and estrafim is burnt outside of the base of Migdash, it's not an haktara. Therefore, machshava to eat the basar chutz is mana, even a country blazer, is not a machshava spigol, because it's not something which is supposed to go on the mizbeach, or is it supposed to be eaten. For the same reason, Taisa says, a machshava on the mirah is also not a machshava. Why does Rashi have to say that mura is not something which most people eat? So the Rosh Hashanah over here answers Rashi and explains that this machlokes Rashi and Taisus is really dependent on another machlokes Rashi and Taisus. What does olol mean? Rashi here says, olol shel oif roi lachilahu derokech. Rashi was bothered that in the Mishnah, olol is listed as one of the things which the din is, if your sheikhin is a zevach, lechol ha'olol, chutz hazman is namach sheves pigol. Rashi over there in the Mishnah, Dimer Maschel olol, he explained, Ol is the gid hatzavar, some type of sinew in the neck of the animal, shu koshev ein roi la'achila. For that reason, the Mishnah says that a machshav to eat the olol chutz hazman is not a machshav espigol. Rav Lazar, however, when he spoke about an olol, he obviously was talking about an olol of an oif, because he puts olol together with murah, which is by an oif. Therefore, Rashi explains that the olol of an oif is roi la'achila. That's the difference between the Mishnah and Rav Lazar. The Mishnah was talking about an olol of a behema, and Rav Lazar was talking about an olol of an oif. But hakapanim, once Rashi says that olol is roi lachilo, so the Rosh Hashi explains that Rav Lazar could be talking about a chatas oif, which is nechal, and that he said if he has a machshava to eat from the olol, which is roi lachilo, it's mefagol the oif, and then ready if one eats from the mura also, he's chayiv misham pigol. And that Rav Lazar says that if it's the other way around, pigol b'mura is not a machshava as pigol, Rashi explains because most people do not eat the mura. That which Taisus asked, that the mura is nizrak l'beis hadeshen, Taisus is talking about an oilas oif. The din is that by an oilas oif, he's makter the whole thing on the mizbeach. However, the din is that before he's makter it, he takes out the murah and he throws it to the side of the mizbeach. A chatzas oif, however, which is nechal, and that it's not said that it's nizrak l'beis hadeshen, it's part of the rest of the oif, and if it would be roi lachila, then it would be similar to the basar. Therefore, Rashi explains the pshat in Rav Lazar is that the murah is not chazi lachila, therefore it's not a machshav espigol. Taisus, who did ask the kasha on Rashi, from that which the Murah is Nizrak l'beis hadeshen, Taisus is l'shitosam, that which he says in the next Dibra HaMaschal. Taisus also seems to have been bothered by the stira between the Mishnah and Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah is mevur that Machshava on the Olol is not a Machshava Spiegel, Rabbi Lazar is mevur that it is Machshava Spiegel. Therefore Taisus wants to explain that the Olol which Rabbi Lazar was talking about is not the same Olol that the Mishnah is talking about. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, which says that Basar Shepoltasa Isakin could also be called Olol. Therefore, Taisus explains that the olol that Rav Lazar is referring to is when he cuts into the bird to take out the mura and the noitza. That's the din by olas ha'if. He's supposed to cut that out and throw it to the side of the mizbeach. So it's possible that some of the basar, some of the veshet, Taisus says, will be cut along away with it. That veshet really is not supposed to go to the side of the mizbeach. That's supposed to be hooked there. Therefore, Rav Lazar says that pigol ba'olol, it is machshavas pigol because the olol is supposed to go on the mizbeach. Hakapam, you see from Taisus, Taisus stresses this. The din of Rav Lazar is talking about an oilas oif and not a chatas oif. Chatas oif, there is no din to cut into it to remove the mura and the neitza. And therefore the olol, which Taisus understands we're talking about over here, does not exist by chatas oif. Therefore Taisus l'shitasam asked on Rashi, that if we're talking about an oilas oif, why don't we just say the reason why machshava on the mura is not a machshava is because it's not supposed to be nechal or hukdar, it's supposed to be thrown to the side of the mizbeach. That's all because Taisus understood that we're talking about an oilas oif, but according to Rashi that we're talking about a chatas oif. Rashi has a different way of answering the stira between the olol in the Mishnah and the olol of Rabbi Lezer. Once we're talking about chatas oif, then read the kasha of Taisus is not difficult. Now continue on. The Gemara brings b'shem Rabbi Lezer three cases which he spoke about. The case of pigol b'zevach nispagel la'shlil, b'shlil loy nispagel la'zevach. The second case of pigol b'olol nispagel murah, b'murah loy nispagel olol. And the third case, pigol b'imurim nispagel parim, b'parim loy nispagel imurim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Lima Mesayelei, we're looking to bring a riot to Rabbi Lazar. Exactly which point of Rabbi Lazar are we looking to bring a riot to? So Rashi explains, Rashi di b'mas chleim meseyelei. Rashi says that Reb Elazar was mechadish that mispagel afu b'shein mefagel. In all three of the cases, shlil, murah, and besar parim, all three of them, they're not mefagel. If you have machshav on them, chutzes manei, it would not be mefagel the carbon. And so Reb Elazar says that once the carbon is mispagel and he eats one of these three things, he is chayv mishum pigel. Rashi seems to be explaining that there is a svar to say that any part of the carbon that's not good enough to be mefagel would also not be nispagel. Now, Bishlam, we can understand that as far as the shlil and the murah are concerned, these are parts of the animal that most people do not eat. They're not roi la'achilo. For that reason, they're not mefagel, the carbon. On these, we understand that Reb Elazar is mechadish to us, even though most people do not eat them, and they're not enough to be mefagel, the carbon. But since the mice, there are some people who do eat them, that's already enough that they're considered roi la'achilo. And if the carbon's already pigel, then you're mechuyiv on these as well. On this, we can understand the Gemara would want to bring a right to Reb Elazar. We can understand why one would argue and hold that if it's not considered roi l'achila to be mefagel, then it's also not considered roi l'achila lenin to be nispagel. However, as far as the third case of Reb Elazar, the case of the basar parim, here it's not a question of something which is roi l'achila. The basar is definitely roi l'achila. The reason why machshavas pigel on the basar is not mefagel the carbon, the pshat is because it's not something which is oimid for achilas adam, nor is it oimid for achilas mezbeach. Its din is to be nisraf bebeis hadeshen. And the whole parasha of pigel is only im heochel yeochel, v'achilas adam or achilas mezbeach. You have to be mechashev one of those two to do it chutzes manoi. Something which is supposed to be nisraf bebeis hadeshen is not included in the parasha of machshavas pigel. However, once the carbon is already nispagel, what will be the svar to say that if you eat from the basar, you're not chayev mishum pigel? The basar is definitely part of the carbon and it's definitely roi la'achilo. Once the carbon is nispagel, why should you not be mechiv if you eat from the basar? And furthermore, when the Gemara brings Leima Misyeyelei, the Gemara tries to bring a right to Reb Elazar, is Gufa from this case of Psar Parma Nisrofim, Mashmai says that's where Reb Elazar said a Chiddush, that's where one would have thought that if you eat from the Basar, you're not Chayev Mishum Pigel, and that's what we're trying to bring a right to. In this case, the case of Psar Parma Nisrofim is not a Chiddush, why would that be something that you have to bring a right to? So Rashi himself seems to have been bothered by this. After the Gemara brings Leima Misyeyelei, we try to bring a right to Reb Elazar, and the Gemara rejects the Raya. The Gemara thought that there's a mashmois in the Braisa that chishiv beimurim nispaglu parim, and the Gemara rejects this. The Braisa could just mean chishiv beimurim nispaglu imurin atman. And Rashi at the top of Amud Beis, and dear maschal imurin atman, he explains that the Gemara is rejecting the Raya. The Gemara says maybe really you could say nalik Reb Elazar, and Loshna Rashi over there is that only imurin atman that's yaseres akavi vaklayos avaloi basar. The basar itself would not be nispagal even if you were chishiv on the imurim. And Rashi explains the svar would be Ein mispagel b'davar shu gufay shal zevach el davar mefagel. The kivin lechoshev achila l'inyan pigol lechoshev nami achila l'inyan ifguli. Anything which you cannot be mefagel on, Rashi says it's not considered enough of achila to be mefagel the carbon, would also not be considered an achila l'inyan to be mechayev kares on a carbon which became pigol. And Rashi here again is difficult to understand. There is no question whether basar is roi l'achila. It definitely is roi l'achila. The reason why Machshavas Pigel does not work on Besar Parma Nisrofim is because you have to be Mechashav on Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach, and Besar Parma Nisrofim does not have either one of those. Once the carbon is Pigel, if he was Mechashav on Neimurim to be Makdazem Chulz Manoi, afterwards, once the carbon is already Nispagel, why should it be that if you eat from the Basar, it's not considered an Achilo to be Mechayev Karis Mishum Pigel? And furthermore, the Achayim ask another Kasha on Rashi, the Taras HaKadosh asks this Kasha and the Brisker Rav as well. Rashi Amunav is Mevur. It really is a way to be mefagel on Basar Parma Nisrofim. Rashi says, based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that Achilas Eish is called an Achilo, therefore Rashi says, if he had a Machshava to do an Achilas Eish, Chutz Tazmani, that would be Machshava Spigel on Parma Nisrofim. That which the Gemara says, that there's no Machshava Spigel, that's if he's Machashav either to do an Achilas Adam, or if he's Machashav to do a Srifa, that would not be a Machshava Spigel, but if he's Machashav to do an Achilas Eish, Chutz Tazmani, that would be a Machshava Spigel. The Maaseh in the Rashi is difficult to understand. Tais already asks on Rashi, Tais in the bottom of the Amud, Dibra Maschal Ba'achilas Parim. But Agapan, Rashi is Mavur, that there is a way to be Mechashiv, Machshavas Pigel on the Basar Parim on Esrafim. If so, the Achreinim ask, how could the Gemara say that since there's no way to be Mefagel on the Basar, then when the carbon is Nispagel, you would not be Mechayiv if you eat the Basar? The Maaseh, there is a way to be Mefagel the carbon Ayidei the Basar. It's just a technical issue, exactly what was the Machshavah that he had. But Hakapana, once we see that it is possible to be mefagel the carbon, Aidei Machshava on the Basar, then why should there be a dinner if you eat the Basar when the carbon is in the spagel already, that you should not be Chayev Karis on that Achila? So the Maisa Badas Rashi, we're going to leave it for now. Rashi seems to be difficult. However, we will say over that La Maisa La Locha, the Rambam Paskin is a different reason why the din is true. Why even when Parma and Stefan are Nispagel, still the din is that if one eats from the Basar, he's not Chayav Karis Mishum Pigal. Rambam Per Yud Ches Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim Halocha Zayin, he paskins not like Rabbi Lazar, he paskins that Pigal Beimurim Loi Nispaglu Basar, when he's not Chayav Mishum Pigal if he eats from the Basar of Parma and Stefan, even if the carbon already became Pigal Ayidei HaMachshava in the Imurim. And Rambam explains why. He says over there, Klal, Ein Chayav in Karis Ela Alachilas Dvarim Shehutru Bein La'odam Bein L'Mizbeach. The din is that one is only Chayav Mishum Pigal if he eats from a part of the carbon that became mutter. It was chalon did a heter. Whether the heter that was chalon it was for achilas odom, or whether the heter that was chalon it was for achilas mizbeach. In other words, when one is zirik the dam, the zrikas the dam is matter the basar ba'achilo, it's matter the imurim ba'haktaro. The basar and the imurim are called nitarim, and if one eats in them from a carbon which was nispagal, he's chayiv karis. However, part of the carbon which is not a nitar, you are not chayiv karis. For example, the Rambam says, if one eats from the kaimitz of the mincha, the kaimitz of the mincha is not called a nitar, rather it's the matter. The haktar of the kaimitz is similar to the zrikas hadam, it's what's matter the shirayim ba'achilo, therefore since the kaimitz is not called a nitar, it's a matter, if one eats from it from a carbon which is pigal, he's not chayiv karis. The ikur din is discussed already in the Mishnah later on in the fourth parak. On daf mem gimel, the Mishnah there discusses the chili between a matter and a nitar, one is only chayiv karis if he eats from the nitar, but akupan the Rambam over here in Halacha Zayin, he passes as far as Chatois and Nisrofois, that the dam of the carbon is matter the imurim to the Mizbeach, therefore if one eats from the imurim, he's chayiv mishum pigol. And in the end of Halacha Zayin, the Rambam concludes, avod vorm she'en lehem matirim, ki going besar Chatois and Nisrofois, u'menochis and Nisrofois, einon mispaglim le'olam. The Rambam says the basar v'chatos and Nisraf is not considered a nitar, and therefore the din is that if one eats from the basar, he's not chayiv mishum pigol. The Rambam is giving us a reason why is it that if one eats from the basar of a chatas and nisrof, he's not chayiv mishum pigol. The pshat is because the dam was not materit lisarif. In other words, b'derech klal with the akrava of a carbon, zrikas hadam is considered to be matter the basar and the imurim. It's matter the basar ba'achilo and it's matter the imurim ba'aktara. By carbon oil, all of the basar is nisrof on the mizbeach. Also, the dam is considered to be matter of the basar ba'aktara. The Rambam is telling us over here that as far as parim and nisrofim, but the din is that the basar is not burnt on the mizbeach, rather it's burnt bebeis hadesh and chutz l'machaneh. We don't consider it that the meisah zrika is what's being matter to do the sreifa bebeis hadesh. Although that's the normal process of the carbon, after doing the zrika, they bring the basar outside and they burn it mechutz l'machaneh. However, that's only a din in seder. There's the order how the avodas have to be done. There's that first you do the zrika and then afterwards you do the sreifa chutz l'machaneh. But it's not the pshat that the zrika is what's being matter the sreifa, meaning that the basar only becomes roi for its din to be nisraf chutz l'machne after the zrika was chal on that basar. The basar does not need a heter for sreifa, as opposed to eating the basar by regular carbon or being makter the imurim on the mizbeach. For that you need a matter, and for that reason they're called nitarim and your chayav mishum pigol. The basar of chatois and nisrafais are not considered to be nitar. They're not a matter either. It's not like the dam or the kaimitz, which the Mishnah tells us in Daf Mem Gimel that you're not chayav if you eat them. They're considered a matter. The basar of parma and nisrafim are not a matter or a niter, but akupam, that's the din, they have to be a niter in order to be chayiv mishum pigol. So firstly, to explain the lomdis, what's the pshat in this din? V'skrov in the Chedush Yegriz al Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilo explains, you say that din, that which something has to be considered a niter in order to be chayiv of mishum pigol, the pshat is, you say how carbon becomes pigol is because it's nispagal ayde matirov. Ayde doing the avoidis hamatiris in the carbon, that's what makes the chalais pigol on the niter. In other words, b'derech klal, one has to do four avodas, the avodas adam, that's the matter of the carbon, it's matter of the basar ba'achila and the imurim ba'aktara. Are they doing the four avodas, that makes a chalais heter on the basar, it makes it now roi for achila, and makes the imurim now roi for aktara. By carbon of pigal, however, what happens is that when you do the four avodas adam, and there's a machshavas pigal in one of those avodas, so when you complete doing all the four avodas, when you do finally the zrika, that's the din, in order for a carbon to be completed as pigal, has to be karatzos kosher kachatzos posel. You need karvu kol matirov. You have to finish doing all of the avodas and matirais. That if the carbon was kosher, at that point the heter would be chal, and the basar would become mutar ba'achila, and the imurim mutar ba'aktara. If the carbon is pigal, if he had a machshav as pigal in one of the avodas, so then when he completes doing all of the avodas, the final avoda of zrika, which is usually mechal a heter on the basar and on the imurim, in the carbon of pigul, instead of being mechel a heter, it's mechel on the carbon, a chalais pigul. Now, if he is familiar, he's chayiv kareis. And male, we understand why you're only chayiv mishum pigul on something which is a neder, because the way the pigul is chal, like, they la avoid des hamatirois, zrika, which is matter the basar, and it's matter the imurim, by carbon of pigul, it places a chalais pigul on the basar and on the imurim, but something which is not a neder, the zrika is not nisiach estate, the zrika doesn't affect it, therefore it cannot place a shame pigul on that part of the carbon, to be mechayiv kareis if one eats from it afterwards. This is the site of the briskerov, to explain why one is only mechayiv kareis if one eats from the nitar of the carbon, when the carbon is nisbagel. But Hakupam, the Rambam is passing the reason why what is not chayiv mishum pigul on basar, parma, and nisrafim, is because it's not considered a nitar. It's not the pshat that the zriko is materit to make it roi for its din of being nisraf chutz l'machne, it's roi even without the zriko, therefore the zriko cannot be mechel a chalois pigul on the basar. Now, according to this, perhaps we could have suggested a different pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara said, Leimim Mesayele, maybe the Gemara was just asking specifically about the case. The actual Blazer said, Pigol Beimurim Nisbagel Parim. This is not like the way Rashi explained, and Dibur Maschal Leimim Mesayele. Rashi explains, we'll bring a right to Blazer to his general rule that just because something is not Mefagel, it doesn't mean that it's not Nisbagel. Rashi says this is Negev by Shlil, by Murah, by Besara Parim. According to the way we're explaining now, Badasa Rambam, Besara Parim have a separate issue, which is not Negev by Murah and by Shlil. By Besara Parim and Nisrafim, there's a Shaila, is it considered that the Zrika Saddam is Matir to Besara Parim and Nisrafim? According to Rabbi Lezer, you have to say that it is considered to be a matir. And that's the shak of the Gemara. The one who tried to bring a ray from a brisa like Rabbi Lezer, that Besar Parma Nisrafim could be Nisbagel. However, from the Hemshech, further on, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara brings Moisev Rabba. You see, the Gemara is discussing the din of Shlil and Shulya as well. So it's not like we were just questioning the din of Rabbi Lezer as far as Besar Parma Nisrafim. The Mashmais of the Gemara Behemshech is like Rashi is saying, they were talking about the general klal of Rabbi Lezer, is it possible for something to be nispagel even though it's not mifagel? And that the question remains difficult. Why should these two things be tali zebizeh? Why should it be that just because something is not mifagel, then it's also not nispagel? But Rakhapanam, just to get back to the sheet of the Rambam, as we saw, paskins not like Rabbi Lezer as far as the din of Besar Parma Nisrafim. Even though the Rambam paskins as far as Shlil, he does paskin like Rabbi Lezer. If one eats from the Besar of the Shlil, he is chayav mishum pigel. The Rosh Hashanah over here points this out. He wants to know why is it the Rambam split? As far as the Shlil, he paskins like Rabbi Lezer. As far as Besar Parma Nisrafim, he paskins not like Rabbi Lezer. The Rosh Hashanah himself quotes the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, and he also used that to explain the Pshat in the Rambam why the Rambam paskins as far as Besar Parma Nisrafim that Nachayev Mishum Pigul. The Mishnah of there's Mashma that the Zrika Saddam by Parma Nisrafim is Matar the Imurim. Mashma says that it's not considered a Matir on the Basar. That would be Makar for the Rambam to paskin not like Rabbi Lezer. As far as Besar Parma Nisrafim, it's still like paskins like Rabbi Lezer as far as the Shlil. The Pshat is, as far as Ikar Chiddush Rabbi Lezer, that the Shlil, even though most people don't eat it, it's still Roy Lachil Ktas. The other Rambam does paskin like Rabbi Lezer. However, as far as the din of the Besar Parma Nisrafim, or over there there's a different issue, the Basar is not a Niter, and therefore even if the carbon is Nisbagel, but the Pigel is not Chal on something which is not a Niter, as far as that's concerned, the Rambam paskins like the Mashmois of the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, that Besar Parma Nisrafim is not a Niter, therefore, it's not chal on a pigol, leaning to be chayiv kareis. Now, continue on. The Brais over here mentions, as far as shlil and shilyo, and different parts of the behemah as well, the din is that loy mefaglin v'loy mispaglin, ein chayav no leim isham pigol neser v'tamei, v'amayla behen b'chutz pater. The din of aloas chutz is, if one is makter part of a carbon, outside the azar is chayiv kareis. The Brais over here says that if one is mailo one of these parts of the behemah, he's not chayiv kareis. Rashi explains, because the din is, in order to be mechayiv for aloas chutz, it has to be something which is roi lepesach o yomoyid. It has to be something which is roi to be mukter on the mizbeach. If he's mailed outside, then he's chayiv kareis. These parts of the animal are not considered roi lepesach o yomoyid. Now, the Hamshach Lengor brings the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, the guy with the din of him olu lo yerdu. This is the Mishnah later on in the 9th parak. And Daf Peidaw, the Mishnah discusses different types of psulim. When do we say him olu lo yerdu? When do we say him olu yerdu? Some types of psulim, the din is, even though you're not supposed to be makter on the mizbeach, once you brought it up already, im alu lo yerdu, and certain types of psulim, even if it was alu yerdu. The sheet of Rabbi Kiva over there is, that even bali mumin, even animals which have a mum, even on that the din is said that im alu lo yerdu, once it's already brought on top of the mizbeach, you could be makter it. Now the Gemara here explains, Rabbi Kiva was not talking about all types of bali mumin, he was talking specifically about types of mumin, that if it would have been by an oif, it would have been kosher. The example the Gemara gives is, dukin shebaayin, a cataract in the eye, which by behemoth they will make it into a baal mum, but by an oifer it does not. Rashi brings the din is that there's no tamos v'zachrus by oifers. The Torah never gave a parsha of baal mumin by oifers. Therefore, if it's the type of mum that had it been an oif, it would have been kosher on the mizbeach. Even though now we're dealing with a behemoth who has this mum, still the din is olu lo yerdu, since we do find sometimes the Torah was machshir this mum by an oif, so even by behemoth it's considered more kal, and the din is olu lo yerdu. Now the Gemara continues that the Gemara says that this is only true that Rabbi Kiva holds him olu lo yerdu if it was kodem hekdeshon as mumun. First he was makdish the behemoth, then afterwards he got a mum. If, however, he was makdish it when it had a mum already, kodem mumun lehekdeshon, then surely Rabbi Kiva is maskim olu yerdu because it only has kedushas damim, it does not have kedushas haguf. A full kedusha, when the animal itself actually gets a din of a carbon, that's only if it was roi at the time of the hekdosha. If at the time he was makdish it was already a baal mum, all that's chounded is the kedushas damim, that its monetary value is supposed to be used for a carbon. He sells it and uses the money to buy a carbon. If it's only kedushas damim, then surely Rabbi Kiva's maskim the din is im olu yerdu. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva would also hold by oilus nekeva. That's also commanded kodem mumah lekdeishom dami. If someone was magdish in the keva for an oila, since at the time he was magdish it was really not roi for a carbon, it's not as if something happened to it later which made it not roi. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva would be maskim im olu yerdu. This is the Gemara's kasha over here. The Gemara wants to be medayik from the Braisa, not like this, because the Braisa says that if you mal the shlil b'chutz yirchayiv, that's mashma, that if you would be malef from the basar of the mother itself, then you would be chayiv mishum chutz. We obviously cannot be talking about where the mother is a shlamim. If the mother is a shlamim, the basar is not supposed to go on the mizbeach. The basar is supposed to be eaten. The Gemara says mefurish and daf kuf yud beis. If one is mal b'sar shlamim b'chutz, he's not chayiv karis mishum alos chutz, because it's not something which is supposed to have been brought on the mizbeach. Akarach, we're talking about an oilo. Only an oilo, the basar, is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, and therefore you could be mechayiv alav mishum chutz. But since over here we have to be talking about an akeva, it would be rare that if one is makdish an akeva for an oilo, the din is, according to Rabbi Kiva, im olu lo yerdu. And therefore, once it's im olu lo yerdu, that's really enough to say you're chayiv alav mishum chutz. This is a cloud that we see in Parag Mizbeach and Mekadish. Even something which is not roi la'akrova because it's possible, if the din will be im olu lo yerdu, if b'diavad, once it's on the mizbeach, you could be makdir it. That's very enough to say that this thing is considered roi for the mizbeach, and if you malah b'chutz, you're chayiv kares. This is the right that the Gemara wanted to prove from the Braisa, that according to Bekiva, if one is makdish in the cave for an oila, the din is im olu lo yerdu. The Maisa the Gemara is matchilis, the Gemara explains, what the Braisa means to say is that if you're malah from the imurim of the shlil b'chutz, you're not chayiv. Now you can be medayik that if you're malah from the imurim of the mother, you are chayiv. And since the Braisa is talking about imurim and not basar, it doesn't have to be that we're talking about an oila. The only right that we're talking about oila is because we're addressing the basar. In order to have it sad to say that you're mechayiv for being mal basar b'chutz, it has to be that we're talking about a carbon oila. Once we're talking about a imurim and not basar, it could be that it's a shlamim. One could bring a shlamim in the cave of the chatchila. Therefore, you'd have no right that according to Bekiva, an oila in the cave is im olu lo yerdu. Now, the Maisa is a very strong kasha over here, which a number of rachayim address. The Karen Ur asks his kasha on daf pehei amud beis, and the Brisk Rav as well. In the Chedush Maran Riz Halevi in the back, one of the Mechtovim, on page Ayin Ches, he asks this kasha as well. And that is, how could the Gemara say, Moedir Bekiva, Ba'ilas Nekeva, the command the Kodam Mumma Lek Desha Dami? The Gemara seems to compare these two cases, the case where one is Makdish and Nekeva for an Oilo, and the case where a person is Makdish Shabal Mum, just when as he's Makdish Shabal Mum, the Din is a Malu Yerdu, so too if he's Makdish and Nekeva for an Oilo, also the Din is a Malu Yerdu. And the problem is that Mishnah, if you're Makdish Shabal Mum, there we understand very clearly the Pshat, why Rabbi Kiva would be maskim, because the din is that it's only chal kedushas domim. The kedushas haguf is nachal since it's a baal mum. Hashengin, if one is makdish in a keva for an oila, as long as it's not a baal mum, the din is that the kedusha is chal, even in a keva which is entirely the wrong gender, it's not roi b'chal to be a carbon oila. Still, from the Mishnah and Tmur, daf yirchesom and beis, it's mevur, that it is chal in this nekeva kedushas haguf, which means that if you want to be paidin, you would have to wait for it to get a mum. That's the ikar chilek between something which is chal kedushas haguf, and when it's only chal kedushas damim. If all that was chal was kedushas dam, he could sell it and use the money to buy a different oila. If it's chal kedushas haguf, it means this animal itself has already a shame oila on it, and the din is that you cannot be paidin a behema unless it has a mum. So you would have to wait for this nekeva to get a mum, then he could be paidin and he would use the money to buy another oila. The Mishnah over there is mevur that according to one shita, this is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer over there, that since the mother does have kedushas haguf on it, so therefore, if it gives birth to a vlad, and the vlad is a zachar, you could be makir of that animal itself for a carbon oila. That then is only true if the mother would have kedushas haguf. But like upon the kasha of the chayim is, once you see that a makdish in the cave for an oila does have kedushas haguf, How could you compare that to a Makdash Balmum, which only has Kedushas Domim? This is the Kasha of the Achronim, and from here they prove an important Yesoid. The Biskrov is Mayrach about this Yesoid, and the Karanoyer says a Bekitzer on Daf Pehe Omid Beis, that one is Makdash Behem, which is not Roy La Krova. Like here, we was Makdash in the Kaiba for an Oila. So even if Kedushas Haguf is Chal, as opposed to Makdash Balmum, where the only thing that's Chal is Kedushas Domim, but even when we don't say that it's only Kedushas Dom, but it is a Kedushas Haguf which is Chal, it's still not a Kedusha La Krova. Meaning, it's not the same Kedusha as when you're Makdash an animal which is Roy for a carbon. Then what's Chal, the Kedusha that's Chal, is telling you to be Makrovit, the dinim that are Chal, I did the Kedusha are, to use this animal and actually be Makrovit for a carbon. When you're Makdash a Behem, which is not Roy for a carbon, even if it is Chal Kedusha Saguf, but that Kedusha Saguf does not tell you to be Makrovit, the Kedusha Saguf tells you to use it for a carbon, I did being Paidit and taking the money and then buying a different carbon. So it's still not the same as Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Dam, you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. Here, in order to be Paidit, you do have to wait for it to get a mum. However, it's still not the same Kedusha as a regular Kedusha Saguf when you're Makdash an animal which is Roy for a carbon. When you're Makdash an animal which is Roy for a carbon, even if it becomes no longer Roy later, it gets a mum later, so the Pshat is the Esim Kedusha really is telling you to be Makrovit as a carbon. There's an Ikuv, there's something which is preventing you from being Makrovit as a carbon, that which you got a mum. But it's Kedusha, the din of the Kedusha is to be Makrovit itself, to bring it as a carbon. Now, Shaken, when you're Makdash an animal which is not Roy for a carbon, at the time of the Akdosh already wasn't Roy, like when you're Makdash a Nekeva for an Oila, the Kedusha that's Chaon it originally at the time of the Akdosha is not a Kedusha which tells you to be Makrov that animal. So in other words, we have two cases where what's Chal was a Kedusha Saguf, and in both cases they're not Roy for Akrova, but the Miskrov and the Karnoyer are saying that they're still different. The case when you're Makdash a Tam, at the time it was not a Balmum, later it became a Balmum, there that's a Kedusha Saguf, which is really for Akrova, just the Maisa, you cannot be Makrov it, you have to be Paidit. Now, Shank, in a case where you're Makdash and the Kaiba for an Oila, it's also a Kedusha Saguf, which is not Roy for Akrova, but there the Kedusha itself is a different type of Kedusha, and therefore they explain that when Rabbi Kiva says, even a Balmum the Dinizim Olu Lo Yerdu, and we differentiate between a case of Kodam Mumon Lagdashon and Kodam Hagdashon Lamumon, it's not the pshat that if it's Kodam Hagdashon Lamumon and the Kedusha Saguf was Chal, that's already enough to say the Dinizim Olu Lo Yerdu. Rather, in order to have the Dinizim Olu Lo Yerdu, it has to be that the Kedusha which was Chal was a Kedusha La Krova, and the time you're Magdash it was actually Roy, and the din of the Kedusha was to bring it itself for a carbon. There, even if it became a Balmum afterwards and is not Roy for the Mizbeach, but still, since it has that Kedusha, Kedusha La Krova, the din will be Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Therefore, that's the Pshat, that which we say over here, that if you're Makdash an Oilus Nekeva, according to Bekiva, the din will be Im Olu Yerdu, even though the Kedusha Saguf is Chal, that's not really what matters, whether there's Kedusha Saguf or no Kedusha Saguf. What matters is if there's Kedusha Sakrova, and since Makdash Oilus Nekeva, although Kedusha Saguf is Chal, but it's not Chal Kedusha Sakrova, the din of the Kedusha is not to bring it itself for a carbon, therefore Bekiva would hold Im Olu Yerdu. The Biskrav uses this Yisoid in a number of places. For now, I'll mention one other place where you see this concept. The Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis says, "Hamafish Nekeva lePischoi, the din is Yira Atchei Yistayiv." Similar to that which we just mentioned, that if one is Makdash Nekeva for an Oila, it's Chal Kedusha Saguf. If he wants to be paid, then he has to wait for it to get a mum. So to the Mishnah over there is Mevur, if one is Makdash Nekeva for a Korban Pesach, which also has to be a Zachar, you cannot be paid it right away. You have to wait for it to get a mum, and then you can be paid it. Now the Gemara there says, from now which the Mishnah is Mevur, that you cannot bring that animal itself for a carbon shlomim after Pesach, even though we know that the din is Moiser Pesach Karev Shlomim, if one is Mafresh a carbon Pesach, and for some reason he never ended up bringing it as a carbon Pesach, for example if he lost it and then he ended up being Mafresh a second one, and then finally he found the first one, so it's left over after Pesach, the din is that Moiser Pesach Karev Shlomim, an animal which is left over after being Hufresh for a carbon Pesach, in itself could be brought as a carbon Shlomim. The Gemara says, from now which the Mishnah is Mevur, when you're Makdash in the Kaiva for a Korban Pesach, you don't say that it itself is Roy for a Shlomim after Pesach. You see from the Mishnah the concept of Dichoy, since at the time you're Mafesh it wasn't Roy, it was Dochoy, it wasn't Roy for what it was Hukdash for, so no longer could be brought as a Korban Bechlal, and you have to wait for it to get a moment and be paid it. You cannot be Makdash it itself for a Shlomim after Pesach. The Gemara says that from the Mishnah you see, Yesh Dichoy Bedomim. Even something which is only Hukdash for the Domim, the Shkaptute sounds like by the time you're Makdash it, all you're Makdash it for is that the monetary value should be used for the carbon. Still is the din of Dichoy that since it itself was not Roy for a carbon at the time you're Makdash it, it cannot be used afterwards when it becomes Roy, meaning to bring it as a Shlom after Pesach. And the Biskrav explains, what does it mean that it only has Kedusha's Domim? The Mishnah says clearly that if you want to be paid it, you have to wait for it to get a Mum. So it means it was Chal Kedusha Saguf. What does the Gemara mean to say, Yesh Dichoy B'Domim? So he explains that Dhamma over there does not mean that all that was Chal was Kedushas Dhamim as opposed to Kedushas Haguf. And that there Kedushas Dhamim means it was not Chal near the Kedushas Hakrova. Meaning the original intent of the Kedusha which was Chal in it was not a Kedusha which its din was to be Makrivit, and its din was to wait for it to get a mum and then be able to be paid and use the money for a carbon. That's what the Gemara is stressing. The concept of Dichri is not only in the case where the intention of the Kedusha was to be Makrivit, and for some reason it wasn't Roy for Akrova, do say over there the din of Dichri, but even if the intention of the Kedusha was not to be Makrivit itself, still the din is that if it's not Roy for Akrova at the time of the Kedusha, it's Nidche. Akopam the Briskov says, from there you see this Yisoid, that there aren't only two categories, Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Saguf, there are actually three categories. It's what we call Kedushas Damim, which means the Kedusha was only Chal on the Shavius, on the monetary value of the item. The Hema does not become a carbon, and you can be painted even without waiting for it to get a mom. Then there's a category of Kedushas Haguf, which is Roy Lakrava. It was Chal Kedushas Haguf, and at the time it was actually Roy to be brought as a carbon. There it's Din Kedusha says to bring it itself. And there's a middle category, where it's Chal Kedushas Haguf. It's not only the Pshat that the Damim is aimed for the carbon. The animal itself is Chal under the Kedusha. If you want to be painted, you have to wait for it to get a mom. However, since Mishas HaKadosh was never Roy for a carbon, it's not Chal under the Kedushas Hakrova. And the Briskarov says that sometimes the Gemara could refer to that middle category as Kedushas Damim. That's what the Gemara Psachim over there means. When the Gemara says, Shmamina Yesh Dichoy B'damim, Dam over there doesn't mean to say that it's only Chal Kedushas Damim, as the Mishnah says over there clearly that you have to wait for it to get a mom in order to be paid. Dam over there just means to say that it's not a full Kedushas Hakrova, it's a Kedushas Hagof which is not Roy LaKrova. Akbam, this is an important Yisoy which is negated many places in Kochim. And the Ikarai is, from that which we see in our Sugya, that Gemara compares, that the same way Rabbi Kiva holds, that if you're Makdash in Balmum, the din is that it's Ola Yerid, so too if you're Makdash in the Kevel Oilo, also the din is in Ola Yerid, even though in the Kevel Oilo is Chal Kedushas Haguf, the Pshat is that what's necessary in order to say Ola Lo Yerid, according to Rabbi Kiva, is that it was Chal Kedushas Hakrova.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.